This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Tonight we are talking to an organization called Black Forum South Africa. This is a forum that would, to a large extent, and they will explain themselves, but my impression is that to a large extent, they want to go into the legal space in terms of representing black people that are disenfranchised. And they also want to take government, particularly on lack of actions, particularly on issues that disenfranchise black people one way or the other. Most of you have been saying that we need such civil society groups in the country where that would take the form and shape of your AfriForum, and Black Forum South Africa is one of those. Advocate Kahudi Morota is the founder of Black Forum SA, and he joins us on the line. Advocate, good evening to you. How are you?
Good evening, Taviso. How are you? And good evening to the listeners at home.
We are super duper, bro. So I may have misrepresented your organization. Please just give us a few minutes of your time just to articulate what you guys are all about.
Of course, slightly you did, but we can repair that. Black Forum is the organization that advocates, for black unity and black solidarity in the country, in order to achieve our black self-determination. So our objectives are very clear. Our objectives are to establish black institutions in this country and black systems, but also is to contest white privilege within the country. So one professor also said the same and said, it means Black Forum is a black Afri Forum. We are not dead. Actually, we are the real Afri Forum because we have been neglecting, Afri Forum using our identity, or the organization, a European Forum, using our identity. And so they've stolen everything and now taken our identity, using it in front of us, then we're saying, and then reducing us to the tribes, Zulu, Xhosa, Pedi, and we'll even go and kill each other because it's not Pedi. So Black Forum is about restoring, a beautiful, rich black dignity in this country. But over and above that, we realize that the NGO space in this country is dominated by, of course, white NGOs as political feeders into the mainstream politics. Of course, to capacitate your DA and FF blood, their intention is to frustrate and suffocate every black expression in this country. So since 1994, we have never had a black NGO which champions black agenda within the space in order to contest white NGOs. So of course, they do it in the osmosis way, if you like, into the main political mainstream. So yeah. This is just a brief synopsis about Black Forum.
Yes. So you are an NGO, not a political formation?
We are not a political formation because blackness in this country has been divided over a political party line. Mm. Even though our black problems, our black, frustrations could be the same, but we'll just contradict because of the color of the T-shirt. But that is the reason we said as a Black Forum, let's come into the space and own the black agenda. Remember, Tariso, that all these political parties, they contest for elections. And when they win elections, they become government. And when they become government, they become government of everyone. Although South Africa is highly unequal society, but if you are in government, you are a government of everyone. than the black agenda. That's the reason why the black agenda has been neglected for so long.
So you'll never be a political party?
We will never, ever be a political party because we will be neglecting the plight of black people. But also let me highlight that although Black Forum South Africa is a newly founded organization at the national level, of course, but it has been in existence at the University of South Africa. It was founded around between 1989 and 1993 by, you know, black professionals within the University of SA. I could even mention Professor, you know, Mosoma has been instrumental in the founding of this organization. And of course, the current Vice Chancellor, Prof. Mandla Makhanya, established it in order to represent the plight and the aspirations of black academics and professional staff members within the institution. So now it has attained its adulthood, hence it graduates from a UNISA level to a national level.
So am I correct to say that your recent focus is on the police?
Yes, actually, yes. We had to intervene. We had to intervene because we have to assist our black administration because the police model in the country was actually established in conformity to white need and white protection. It's a colonial model. So being a colonial model like that, our black administration just inherited the whole. Use the very same systems, use the very same training, the very same teachings, with colonial flavor into the new administration on our black police officials. And remember, Tabiso, that when you do that, when you take, you inherit a man's systems, education, training, you will control your mind. And when a man now controls your mind, he does not have to care about your actions because your trainings will force you to take up a gun and shoot a black body, even if it is not committing a crime. Your training will make it necessary to fold your gun, even when a group of white criminals are taking the bait. The nature of your training makes it necessary. So the issue of Senegal, of course, touched the Black Forum. And then we said, let's intervene here to assist the police ministry, at least not to, be in an autopilot. We had ministers since 1994. They have been in autopilot. They could have transformed or totally dismantled the entire system.
So how are you assisting the police?
We are assisting the police in a simple way. We are going to interpret the law very clear to say that police at Senegal have derelicted on their duties because South Africa is a constitutional democracy. We have the laws which govern the duties and responsibilities of the police. Gatherings Act, South African Police Act, Criminal Procedure Act, Constitution, you name them. And when you look at the Senegal instance, Gatherings Act is very clear. You cannot gather and protest while you are more than 15 persons without having a permit. And two, if you apply for permit and you have it, if your demonstration is going to be on a particular occurrence within a court building or in parliament or at the union building, your demonstration must be 100 meters away from the building. And then Three, protesters should not carry weapons. Police must marshal the behavior of the web of the protesters in the gathering.
Mm.
But what happens when the gatherers start to act in a violent way? So Gatherings Act is clear to say if they suspect, if police has a reasonable belief that a violence might ensue or damage to property, they must quickly disperse the gatherers. But if they are already engaged into criminal actions, torturing of property or persons, they must use force. Now, Section 49 of the Criminal Procedure Act kicks in and gives effect to the Gatherers Act. Use force to arrest.
Yeah. So are you taking legal action against the police?
Yes. We are approaching Equality Court about this, but specifically on, double standards of the police when they deal with protests in this country. Black protests. Actually, police have been, terrorizing black society in all its sectors. You go to labor sector, you see the Marigana, how police acted against them. Recently, in Mpumalanga, police just, brutally attacked workers of Eskom, belonging to South African Workers Union under David Lebusa. If you go to our community protests, we see the very same police aiming a gun, killing and shooting and killing Andris Tatani, a man who did not carry any weapon and posing no danger towards police. But thirdly, to our student community, we see police terrorizing our students when they protest demanding their basic rights. Instead, they were supposed to protect, the protesters because the Constitution provides that every man has a right to survival and a right to the means to survival. So now we have decided Black Forum to institute a legal action in the Equality Court based on how police, racially discriminate against black people.
What is your envisage the outcome from the Equality Court? What do you envisage? What do you expect them to decide?
We want court to order, police ministry to put measures in place which will enable our police force to be able, to apply the rule of law when they effect their responsibilities. They should not act in a particular way depending on the color of the skin. So that is what we want, because we realize that as black people, yes, we can talk because talk is cheap. However, as Black Family said, let's challenge our own ministry, not because we are against it, but because we have to systematically transform this inherited colonial machinery.
Okay. I want to go to Alex because Piri has been waiting patiently on the line. Piri, good evening.
How are you?
Fine, sir. How are you?
Good, good, man. Hey, Mruta.
Baba.
Okay. Thank you very much. It's about time we actually have an organization or an NGO like this, because, as the advocate there explains, our rights as the black majority have really been tampered with. They have not been, taken into consideration in the greater scheme of the workings of the country. I mean, a case in point, for example, here in Alex, we had a situation during COVID-19 where, somebody or the police actually come in full force here when they enforce, the COVID-19 regulations. But when they go to the nearby center, they actually become very, very soft when they apply the law. So I think it's high time, really, that this kind of organization is actually embraced by all of us as the black African masses, because, you know, if you look at, for example, the education system that we live, that is operating the country, it really, really comes from the premise of, you know, Europe. We do not study Africanism, you know, the way Africans should actually go about, you know, living their own lives.
Okay.
And, you know, there's just so many things that we have neglected as Africans that that basically just says that we are not living our true selves. So I think it's about time we have an organization like that, and we're really in full support of it.
Okay, thank you so much. Just as we round off, let me just also go to Twitter. Godfrey says, what does the forum say about the looting of the same black government by black leaders, disenfranchising the black majority populace? And then another one says, I'm interested in this movement. How can I join or volunteer? This is Tsepo Kaisa. How do you respond to these two and the caller?
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Kaviso. Of course, to Mahaniel, we appreciate very well, my brother. You know that in our sufferings, animals are our equal. And it has been like that since 1994. We appreciate the support, and we also request all black people to rally. Actually, it makes, you know, logical sense for black people to rally behind a black forum. Of course, the looting of the black resources. Look, the law is very clear. Whoever steals from the people must actually face the might of the law. So whether you are black or what, whatever you steal, you know, the resources from the people, of course you must face a jail time. How to join? At the current moment, where our website is under construction, my brother, what you need to do, follow us on Twitter. In a week or so, we'll be actually dishing out membership forms to join. And we are in a process of establishing two key, you know, black institutions, which we might not mention right now, but at the right time, we'll make a pronouncement around that.
Taps on Twitter says, how can the forum be financially supported? Munna Wasanganga says, Black Forum is not going to work. They just come with a mentality of opposing AfriForum. I don't support what happened at Senegal, but our black people have been banning schools for years. Now black people talk about Senegal because protests were whites. How do you respond to that too?
No. Black Forum is going to work. Because we have worked actually at UNISA for the past years, you know, we have actually transformed the curricula at UNISA that gives black academics and professional staff members dignity in that space. So the same model will apply it at the broader scale at the national level. So of course people will talk when I tell you so, because talk is cheap, and it is okay, it is natural to do that. Thank you very much.
Financially, how are you surviving, and how can you be supported?
Supported, of course, when our website in a week or so time is set up, is finalized, of course, there will be, we'll receive or we'll appreciate donations from black people and black institutions, and also membership fee. People, when they join, they will contribute a membership fee. But donations, we highly appreciate that. And as I also indicated, we'll request black people in this country to come and participate into an institution that we are establishing right now with serious and high expertise in the country, which will actually be a very great financial model amongst black people.
Yeah, because Zano Kanyo also says, you know, legal challenges are costly activities. I'm sure you'd know that yourself, Advocate.
Yes, we have made a call to black lawyers who, you know, who like to deal with social justice matters to register on our database. So they've sent their profiles and everything. So we have a panel of lawyers who are assisting, who will assist us when we deal with litigious matters.
Yeah, and yeah, you see now people are starting to respond. So what? And this is a very serious issue. BK says, can I ask if the forum can intervene on electricity reduction? You know, because the focus is only on black communities. BK says it's a
no, definitely.
Issues. Yeah.
Definitely, we could intervene on different issues, my brother. If you can check our program for 2021, there are a lot of project programs that will do, that will touch on different professional bodies in this country, which are white-dominated. People do not know that most of the professional institutions and or bodies that govern their professions in this country are mainly white NGOs. You know, the issues of meat board, the construction in this country, legislation and judiciary have never been challenged in a systematic way. So all that, it will be the work of Black Forum, you know. So we know even black businesses, they are suffocated in the space in terms of the, you know, unfair legislation or unconstitutional legislation, which are still in place. We say, come to us as black businesses as well, so that we unlock or we lubricate your frustrations into the business sector.
All right. Thank you so much, Advocate Morota. We really appreciate it. So you are saying people who are interested must just go on your Twitter page.
Black Forum_SA. And then they could also go to my Twitter, which is @KBMorota. @KBMorota and Black Forum_SA. Thank you very much.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.